Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You probably went to bed, to be quite honest. It was 5-0. It was late in the ballgame. Len Elmore, Jake Elmore, whatever his name is, comes to plate. Pinch hitting for the Pirates. Was he pinch hitting? I don't know. It was so late, nobody was paying attention to the game anymore. But he hits a little ground ball, and Airman Marquez comes down off the mound, plays it, swipes at him like he's tagged Elmore as he runs by, but it's blatantly obvious that he never really tagged Jake Elmore. Do we want the TV or the radio call? Because they both seem equally indignant on this.
Either one.
Let's go with the AT&T Sportsnet call, Joe Block and Steve Blass.
Marquez, a busy guy. And Elmore doesn't think he tagged him. That ball almost popped out of Marquez's glove. And I'm surprised. If he tagged him, that ball would have popped out of his glove. It was right on the edge, hanging out of that glove. And I can't imagine he struck Elmore with it without the ball falling out of it. He never hit him with the glove. He just hit him with his hand.
Yeah, it's bare hand.
Yep. He's safe.
No, he's not.
Wait a minute.
The Pirates win this challenge. Pretty cut and dried.
This is taking a little longer than we thought.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised, to be honest.
Well,
get ready. Be definitive.
Be retired before this happens.
This would be very surprising. And they call him out?
What?
Boo.
Boo.
You
instinct.
Clint wants to talk this one over.
Now here comes
Clint. He's going to get ejected for asking about replay. But he's right. I mean, that was as clear cut as can be. Uh-huh. And you can't eject. You can't argue replay. It's an automatic ejection, and Hurdle's going to stand his ground, and I like it.
Yeah, I like the fact that Clint Hurdle went out there and reminded the home plate umpire,
Todd
who was
Tichner,
it?
Todd Tichner, I think, last night, yeah.
You saw it. You can read Clint's lip. You saw it.
Well, I like Elmore when he's running down the you could hear him in the mic saying,
he
didn't tag me, and he never swore or anything, so it was great to replay.
Yes.
That being said, though, what are we doing if we take, 3 minutes and 25 seconds?
Yes.
And we can't get that one. That one was, Jim, you saw this replay, right?
Yes.
How many times can we not get this one?
Oh, Joe's right. It's like, oh, he missed him. You know, when you look at it again, and then they still get it wrong. It happens in every sport.
What are we doing?
Doesn't it?
What are we doing, really? The whole point of this is to get things right.
Okay, let's revert back to my original thought on all this. Take replay out of it. I'm still mad the umpires got it wrong.
But at least you don't have the added anger of, dear God, people in a video room looked at this and still said he was out.
And the time.
Yeah. You have your 3.5 minutes of your life back.
Yes. Do away with replay in totality, as a whole. Get rid of it. You're going to be mad at the umpires. And you know what you also might have? As opposed to going and with the Mitel guy or whatever the hell it is, and they put the earphone, I don't even know what that company is, and some guy coming out. Why do they need to have a person holding that thing anyway? They should just have a little stand come up from below the ground.
Union.
Yeah.
Right?
Pinkertons. Ask
again.
Anthony in Oakland
right.
about that.
So instead of going and having to talk to that person, putting earphones on, talk to New York or whatever, if they didn't have replay, what they might have had is guys come together.
Right.
The home plate umpire, the first base umpire, before they relied on any of that.
Yeah.
And say, hey, did you see it? Did you see it? Did he get him?
Tag?
Did he get him?
Did he have the ball?
And talk about it a little bit and maybe convince themselves of what actually happened as opposed to just a reliance of going
and
right to
that. That's what drove me nuts. That's what's starting to drive me nuts about this is that last night's call, there's no way, who was it? Tichner at home plate, and I don't know who was down at first, Hallion.
Who's the crew chief, if I'm not mistaken.
If one of those,
he has to be.
One
the
of those guys.
If
one of those guys doesn't see it, okay, first you've got a blown call. But what they're doing now is they're not even...
People are afraid to make calls. They're just relying
on
the
replay. They're
relying
on replay.
Yes. Yes, and it's wholly ridiculous.
It's a waste of everybody's time. And if they can't... We've talked about this, too. If you're going to go to replay... Then you got to 60 seconds to make up your mind. Now, I understand that sometimes I guess they would go to New York and how many games are going on simultaneously, maybe 8 or 10 games, and maybe they're looking at someplace else, but they should be able to get this right pretty quickly.
Do you think it really happens that way? I don't know.
No,
do you think that they call and they're like,
hold on. We got some jerk in Oakland who says he got hit by a pitch. Tell the guy in Pittsburgh to hold on.
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
Is it? I like to picture one guy sitting in a dark room with all these TVs,
like Milton and in Office Space.
Yeah, and he doesn't have anybody to help him.
Right, and he looks at the line. He goes, "Hell, it's 5-0 in Oakland, or it's 5-0 in Pittsburgh. Archer stinks. I'll get that one later.
Tell him to go away.
Right, like how does
go
it work?
Go away or come back tomorrow.
Or is there one guy for each game?
Is it like when you call 911 and get a busy signal?
Is there one guy for each game that just sits there and sits there and sits there and waits? I don't know. Raynaud, hell, I'm going home.
I'm done.
Right.
We have to go pee. You know what I mean? If we sit there and sit there and sit there.
Please nothing happen. I got to go to the bathroom.
So fast. It's going to be so fast.
But how are we going to fix this? That's a real question.
Pirates lose to the Rockies 5-0. Chris Archer didn't look good. Neither did the offense. Neither did the umpires who blow a call late in the game and then screw it up. They don't get it right on replay either. Clint Hurdle goes out to argue the replay decision and gets tossed.
No, you're never going to get an explanation. And you know that. There just comes a point in time where as a manager, you just want to take a stand for the player. I had a couple looks. Obviously, they have more looks. I disagreed.
Or do they have more looks? I don't know.
I'm convinced they're just sitting there watching whatever we're watching on TV.
I agree with you. I don't know where these looks come from. Where are their cameras? Where are they fixed somewhere? I don't get it. I'm at a loss on this replay thing. You know, you waste 3 minutes and 25 seconds of my time. And I don't care to be selfish. It's my time. Just like it's Chris Mack's time. Just like it's producer Matt's time. Just like it's Jim Colony's time. It's all our time. And this isn't about speeding up the game, but in a way, it kind of is. It's unnecessary time that we need to wait. Whenever, I don't care if you get it wrong. I'm at the point where I don't care if you get it wrong. Just be decisive. That's why just have the umpires on the field. If you can't find a system to get it right on obvious stuff like that, what the hell are we even here for, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to know, too. This is something I've always wondered, whether it be the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, wherever. What are the qualifications of the people sitting in the booth wherever the league office is reviewing the video? Like, are they as good as the on-field officials? Are they supervisors of those people?
Right.
Are they people who are no longer good enough to be on the field? And why are they the ones making the calls? Because clearly those people are screwing up calls just as much as the people on the playing surface at the events.
I'm with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.